Blog Talk Radio.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Gentlemen, this is Pastor Vincent Xavier with New Wine Ministries in Decatur, Arkansas. God bless you and welcome to this evening's live radio broadcast. Tonight, I have a very special friend who is going to be joining me on the air to straighten some things out, give some wisdom and insight to what's happening in our world today, particularly right here in the United States of America. But I want to just cover a few quick items before actually going to that interview. Number one, if you will recall, there was a revelation given to us by the Holy Spirit back in the month of January 2013 that while man was being inaugurated into the highest office in this land and possibly around the world, that in the heavenlies a divorce was underway. The final papers of divorce had been signed in the heavenlies between God and the nation of America. And the Lord said that he was no longer responsible to cover, to bless, to protect, or under any obligation at all concerning this nation. And so the nation is uncovered. We said that back in January. We also said by the Spirit of the Lord that the portals have opened and that spiritual beings are manifesting forth. They're going forth into the spiritual atmosphere. The spirit realm is darkening. And yet the Spirit of the Lord would say, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It appears that this day that we are living in is a day of absolute light or a day of absolute darkness. There is no middle ground. Everyone must know what side of the day they're standing on, because the dark day is going to get grossly dark, and the light day is going to get gloriously light. And everything in the valley of decision is going to come under severe and swift punishment and judgment. That's why God is utilizing these days of the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, to capture our hearts, to look into our hearts, to make sure that all defilement and pollutions and any little foxes that may spoil the vine or little leaven that leavens the whole loaf is really being eradicated out from within our souls, and so that we are a people totally set apart for the purposes of God in this day. And God is looking for a set apart people that he is going to activate into this hour that will be useful vessels, meet for the master's use, vessels of glory, vessels of honor that will go forth doing exploits in his name in the light side of this day. But remembering that on the dark side of the day, there are demonic presence that are filling the spiritual atmosphere, and that darkness is going to manifest. We've already seen what I believe is proof positive of what Yahweh God has been saying about no longer protecting the nation. We saw that in Boston. We're seeing that in other little situations. But to talk with me more about it tonight, I have asked the first man that came to my mind when I saw the Boston bombings, when I was looking at the stolen U-Haul in Oklahoma City, when I was looking at the fertilizer bombs that, not bombs, but an explosion that happened 18 miles north of Waco. Very interesting, because I was watching Current TV, Al Gore's special channel with the Young Turks, immediately labeling the terrorist activity to be local, homegrown, conservative right wing. Those were the words that were used, right wing. And when you think about the right wing, it gets into a big and large pool of different groups of people. But there was the discussion about the Waco, Texas incident. This is on Monday. The Waco, Texas incident in April of 1993. and, of course, the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. And on the news on Tuesday, a stolen U-Haul in front of the Oklahoma City buildings. And, of course, the fires that are in the explosion by Waco. Very unusual, very interesting. And yet there's another side of this whole story, and I thought we need someone to diagram this, to really show us what is happening in this country right now. And so prophetically, spiritually, I believe we're on track. I believe that God is showing us. With further ado, welcome to the
podcast.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you clearly now. Yes, I hear you very clearly.
Okay, we were breaking up there.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to happen because of the outages out there. Were you able to hear the beginning of the broadcast? Was it clear or was it digitized?
Yeah.